Online Podcast 151.
Ah, sorry. I'm gonna let it go. Oh yeah.
Dude, hello ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Online Podcast. There was a little screw up introduction up there for you, but I'm not going to redo it because it's late. It's late tomorrow. Hello. Welcome to Online Podcast. This is a Monday, May 8th. I want to say happy birthday to my father, my papa, happy birthday, and also I think happy birthday to my friend's brother as well. I am going to make this episode and put it on the CD for my friend's family who are here visiting for her graduation. And since I haven't done a live show, you know, not a pre-recorded one, and I was encouraged by one of our favorite listeners, who is going to have his own show pretty soon, Brad from Chicago. Hello, Brad, and thank you for that little note from the comment that you posted on my website asking for a live show. And I was, you know, I was actually planning to do one. I did not know when I'm going to have the motivation to do it. Well, I wanted to do it, but it's a crazy, crazy weekend. And I'll tell you all about it too. So thank you for your comment. And also, I've received quite a few email messages as well as I'm going to try to not burp, but I've already failed. So I'm not going to try now. At first, when I first started recording, I thought I was going to try not to burp, but it seems like it's impossible because I just came back from a very full, very big meal. I went to this place called The Majestic here in Kansas City. And if you live here in Kansas City, you probably know where that is. It is down on downtown area. And it was nice. It was pretty good meat. And of course, I had, I don't know, what is it like? I don't know how many ounces, but it was full. I'm still stuffed with meat. But man, it was aged for 21 days and it was tender and juicy and oh. But right now when I think of it, I want to throw up though. Okay, and talking about food, I will, I'm going to get into the whole exercising thing. Rito sent me an email from one of our listeners. Rito sent me an email and asked me to continue with my workout with Andrew. Of course, I'm going to do that, but I will get back eventually. I think I may be able to start doing that when I get back from New York this week. I'm going to New York on Wednesday. So any of you out there in New York who would like to meet me, thousands of you out there who listen to this program, no. I don't even know who is in New York. I don't think I have any listener in New York. But a New York City, that is, in Manhattan. Well, I'll be staying with my friend in Brooklyn. And I am going there for this convention, the Mac Live convention. I'm sent there by, well, I ask my work to send me there because there are several workshops that I would like to attend. That is really, really something I'm looking forward to. After Effects, stuff like that, Photoshop, all those Adobe Creative Suite stuff. I'm boring you. So, actually I have some sound effects too. Let me see what kind of sound effect I want to do that's going to be annoying. Okay. Woo! Some radio sound. All right, let's take a spin of this. Okay. I have, at the same time, received also comments from other listeners saying that they find my show, for the last several weeks with all those interviews, and they find that to be really enjoyable, good, and they like listening to that. But I also have listeners who write in like Brad, who just want to know about what I'm doing, what I'm up to, you know, when I'm going to be able to give you an update of what I'm doing. So here I am back. Usually, typically, I try to do the show that is a little bit more like an audio blog on Monday, and then I'll do a... Did I hit record? Yeah. And then on Thursday is when I post the pre-recorded stuff. I don't always have pre-recorded stuff. The reason why I have so many pre-recorded things for the last few weeks was because of my scheduled but never get done liver biopsy. And I schedule a bunch of interviews. I'm going to move again. Now see, I moved away from the microphone this time. It is late in the middle of the night. And when I'm doing this recording, you're listening to this on Monday. Now, so I'm going to New York. And on Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to the trip. I haven't seen my friend. You know, of course, the convention is obviously very nice, and it will take up most of my time. Convention starts on Thursday and go on to Saturday, and I'm leaving Sunday morning. But in the evenings, I get to spend time with my very, 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 very good friend from college, Ray. Well, maybe I shouldn't say his name. And, so I'm trying to do some recording there too in New York. Wouldn't it be nice to do a little sound thing on the in the middle of Times Square? So I'm going to try to do that. On Thursday, I don't believe I will be able to post a show on Thursday from New York. Now, I'm prepping a show. You will still get a show on Thursday, but I just don't know what it's going to be. I just don't believe that I can record it and then edit that and post it on for you on Thursday. So you may be listening to those on the following Monday Thursday, whatever. I'm sleepy. So, and the sound could be screwy too, because I've adjusted some of the volume and the mic compressor to, I don't know why, because I thought that I was overmodulating, but I'm not sure. I'm not ovulating. I'm just overmodulating. And very quickly, I want to get back into my business here. A long time ago, once upon a time, there was this listener, if you recall back to right around Kwanzaa time, we have this listener named Maurice, who sent me a voice comment that I never get to play it because I just, you know, because of all those pre-recorded shows, and I sort of neglect to get to it. Now I couldn't find it. But he was pretty much, I'm going to see if I can find it. Where was I? I just saw it a while ago. Here it is. And he sent me an audio comment that I would like to play for you. I'm going to have to download the file. So, but in the meantime, I want to say thank you to Steve.
John.
Oh, here it is.
This is Maurice. You and I spoke in December. I was a guest.
Why is it weird? Why does it come across weird?
On your show about Kwanzaa. Wanted to give you some feedback to your show where you're asking about...
maybe it's just in the audio.
You could do to boost listenership.
Yeah.
I wanted to suggest that maybe you just continue doing what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Be genuine. Also, I was going to suggest that you start doing some of your own audio, some of your music.
Singing.
You have one of the most beautiful voices I've ever heard. I think
How sweet.
Us listeners would like to hear you sing.
Oh, thank you, Maurice. Was it weird? Did that sound? Maybe it was just that. Maybe it was the recording.
That's my suggestion.
Thank you very much. And so I'm so sorry that I...
If you'd like. Otherwise, have a happy Easter.
Oh my gosh, that's how long it was. Happy Easter. Oh gosh. Thank you. Thank you, Maurice. Thank you so much for sending in the voice comment. Thank you so much. And yeah, I was actually playing with it. I was actually putting up some doing some audio by myself. Give me myself a little bit of a reverb. And
do some audio. I wanna crack up and do my own audio because I suck. I'm not a composer. I suck. Oh, let me turn this off. I'm sorry. No, I just don't. I mean, I would love to. I really got inspired, and I think I will, Maurice. I think I'll definitely try to do that. It'll probably take me like 6 months to actually write one song. I typically write jingles very short. Some kind of like a, you know, Wonder Wisdom theme song. I wrote Archer Radio lately, a theme song. Maybe I should play it for you. Archer, of course, know this. And if you haven't listened to Archer, you can go to archerradio.com. Why do I sound British all of a sudden? But let me see if I can find Archer Radios. This is like totally, completely back to unplanned, totally non-polished show. Not to say that the rest are. But here it is. This is Archer's theme song that I wrote for him. Now, I have to give you a little bit of a history. I listened to Archer Radio since the very, 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 very beginning. And Archer Radio is one of the podcasts that I cannot miss, you know? I always go back. The length is perfect. The content is wonderful. And I don't really listen to him. And hopefully some of you have the same feeling too. The reason why I go back to Archer is because I feel like he's a friend that I get to know, and through podcasts, and I feel like I know him, and I want to hear what's up with his life, and I hope that online podcasts can be some of that for you as well. Besides, you know, occasionally I would have some serious topic and or serious guests come up here to talk about serious issues, but you know, I want you to be able to come back and feel like you know me. You know, I'm gonna play this theme song for you.
Listening to Archer Radio.
That was really cheesy. But the reason why I did that was because the loop that he was using since the very beginning is, you know, it's very signature. It's Archer Radio's signature introduction. You know, you kind of recognize that as Archer Radio's theme song. And he also started to play some other loops recently, which is really nice. Have that little hip. Da-da-da-da, you know, the beat.
At your radio.
Maybe I should sing. Let me see if I can sing.
At your radio.
So much, it's so boring because it's doesn't have any multi-tracking and...
Archer Radio.
Gosh, I'm just like doing a bunch of crazy stuff here. So if this turns you off, just turn it off and come back another time. Anyway, I have a bunch of stuff that I want to tell you and I want to play also. Do you guys remember... did I finish talking about Steve? Steve, thank you for purchasing. I had my first international sale of my Join the Podcast Revolution t-shirt. So if you want to buy the t-shirt, please go to podcastersunite.com and purchase the t-shirt there. And I have my first international sale from Steve in England. Thank you so much for purchasing the t-shirt. And hopefully by the time... Right, I don't think you'll get it today. You'll get it this week, Steve. But not on Monday, I don't think. So enjoy the t-shirt and please help me spread the words and spread all the podcasting message out there as much as you can. And by wearing the t-shirt is one of them. And now I'm going to very clunkily transition into this other story. So do you remember... several weeks ago, well, is it 2 weeks ago or is it 1 week ago that, what's his face? Jason Castanguay
had his concert, remember? And then VJ, the VJ from VJ Net, you know, that guy who bought two t-shirts from me, went to see Jason. And those of you who follow the show would know that I gave VJ an assignment so to have him call me and report it how the event went. And this is what I got.
Hey, John, it's Jason after the show, post-show, I guess you'd say. And I got VJ here with me.
Hey, John.
Yay! Hey. And we're Hi. All just, I've been talking my head off to all sorts of people. And I got my friend Rob here. Say hello, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
And, oh, it was wonderful. I recorded it, and VJ has videoed it and has taken pictures. So
now, VJ actually took some video of the event, and you know what? The part that I enjoyed most of the two video clips that VJ sent me was the one that Jason was setting up his audio. And he has this little audio equipment that would check the audio and actually give him audio feedback from the machine. And if those of you, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, Jason, and I'm going to have Jason come on the show and talk to us about being blind or being, I don't know, what is the politically correct term? I don't find blind. I think blind people would say blind, I guess. Or do you, is it more politically correct to say visually impaired? Or like, I know deaf people. I know a lot of deaf people. Well, not a lot, but I have several deaf friends, and they like to be called deaf rather than hearing impaired. In fact, they find hearing impaired a little bit more non-politically, unpolitically correct. Well, to them, they don't like the term. They like to, they feel proud to be deaf. And yeah, I'm not kidding you. And if you do know your, some of your deaf friends, and especially those who went to deaf school, you know how proud they are with their deafness too. Jason is blind. And so I hope that's not offensive. Well, at least if it is offensive, Jason's going to come onto my show sooner. So, Jason, and I don't know if I've told you this before, though. If I haven't, here you go. And so he has this equipment that would tell you he was checking the audio, and then it actually, that recorder actually gave him audio cue back saying that blah, 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 some like what the level was. So it's really cool. And so it was kind of funny, that video. He turned over to VJ and say, oh, it's kind of blindy. I just thought that was very funny. I wonder if I can find that audio. I can at least play the audio from the video, but I'm going to continue playing the comment from Jason and VJ.
I'm sure between the two of us, you get to have lots of footage.
Yay!
And, it's been so exciting.
I'm shy. It was an excellent show. It was awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. It has been awesome, and, you know, it's the first time actually performing the show, and there are already some improvements I want to make, but
obviously,
we'll work on that later. And,
as all good artists.
An awesome, awesome opportunity, and piano is good. I'm hoping the audio came out well. If all the levels were set properly, I'm going to, you know, go home and normalize everything and all that stuff. And we'll all be in touch, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's it. I've been doing all the talking. Is anyone else shy?
So, it was really cool meeting Jason.
Hello, VJ.
Video, maybe, or like, I'll send you a little clip of something from the show. And I'll talk to you later. Don't forget to smile.
Oh.
I've had this smile plastered on my face since, I don't know, the beginning.
Jason was bombarded after the show.
Yeah.
Girls all over you.
Guys all over you.
We sold out on all the TV.
Yes, that was really awesome. Didn't expect that. I forget how many there were, so, you know, I could have made a little cash there. So then I'll get to fly to Kansas City.
Yes, oh my gosh, I would faint to be able to sing with you. You know how well you play. And I just demonstrated how well I played at the very, very beginning of the show, right? Maybe I'll do a little tinkling. This is how well I play the piano. And I'm going to make it's so bad that Jason is actually going to... we can actually do some fundraising and actually have you here. This is how well I play. I can only play in C key, and if I just repeat the chord again and again, I'll be fine, right? Okay, you have to come here and play for me. Not play for me, but play and sing. And I would love to sing with you. Oh my gosh, I almost dropped my iRivka. I haven't said iRivka for a while. And, okay, here you go.
So, awesome. Anyway, your laser mail or K7 or whatever is going to hang up on me, so I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, thanks for the t-shirt. I got some a few days ago, the podcastersunite.com t-shirt. They look awesome.
That oh my God, nice. How cool. I better get one, John.
Now, if you come to Kansas City, I'll give you one.
Great.
How about, is that like a lure enough? If you come to Kansas City and we do a concert together. Now, seriously, my music director, Chris, is, oops, I just added her. My music director, Chris, has been talking to me about doing a joint concert with you and me together here in Kansas City. So we're going to try to figure something out to see if we can actually make that possible. And if that happens, I will give you a free t-shirt.
So I will talk to you later, John.
Ciao.
And, you know, both VJ, if you want to see them, both... Ah! Sorry, that was Daily Source Code, the beginning of Daily Source Code. And so there you go. That was VJ. And if you haven't seen VJ and Jason is cute, and so is VJ. I guess all my listeners are all very cute and good looking. So that was that, and I actually was gonna play this little video that I think he said was, you know, that Blindy comment. I'm gonna play that to see if you can actually hear the audio. This is the beginning. I think he was doing sound check or something. That's how good. Oh, sorry, I just burped. Jason is doing a bit of a warm up. This is from the video. I think in a bit. So he's like a star, right? I guess, you know. Where's the blindy part that I thought it was funny when you were doing the check, the sound check? Maybe I couldn't find it. Shit. This is such a great show, isn't it? Play!
I'm going to start setting up this recording.
Alright.
Make sure it's all working like shit.
So, what do you use to record with?
It's a device for the blind called a Plex Talk. And it's actually made by Plexter, and it records directly onto CD or on a compact flash card. But the cool thing about it is that everything is spoken, so I can test the recording level and figure out if the level's high or low or anything. And I can play regular CDs. I can play these specially formatted CDs that let you like navigate through a book. It's a sort of a blindy feature.
Blindy
but it's
feature.
It's really cool.
So that was cute. Sort of blindy features. Ah, how cute! I don't know if we can. I'm gonna ask for permission. I think both of them said okay. So if it's okay for you, Jason, if it's okay for VJ, can you send me a clip that clip. I know that the video that I was playing on the website was actually Flash. So if you have the video of an MPEG-4 or something, can you send that to me? And if it's too big, I will actually give you an FTP address so that you can upload that file. And I would like to share it with all of you, all the listeners out there, as a video podcast. And you get to see both VJ as well as Jason. They're both cute. And sorry, I just coughed into the mic. It's very late, it's past midnight and I have to sing very early tomorrow morning. So let's see what I want to yak about still. I said, play this Morris t-shirt and the crap cycle. Some crap cycle. I've heard of Rebecca. Oh, yeah. So comments. Thanks for all those people who left the comments. I have tons of comments that I want to talk about. I would like to... Shit, this show sucks. I'm sorry, this show sucks. But, I have to put something out there, so I might as well put crap than not putting one, right? And, so a lot of people also enjoy the Mikey Pod episode where we have a long ass show, but I thought that the discussion was really something that worth talking about. I think it's something that we don't usually talk about. What were we talking about? We were talking about how, being Asian and all that. And a lot of people wrote to me and say that a lot of the stuff that we talk about, being the stereotypical gay Asian, being gay and being Asian, it's the same kind of stereotype for gay people in general. So not just for gay Asian. I think the one issue that Andrew brought up was that Asian are always looked at as a gold digger. Well, not all, but he just doesn't like to have any more of that sort of stereotype perpetuated out there as young Asians with older Caucasian men, and the only thing that they want is to dig gold, I guess, get more money from them. But, of course, the latest episode was the case stories one. The reason why I put one on... Fuck you if you don't care. if you don't like my burping. Nobody's been complaining about my burping. I guess everybody's used to it now. And the show 150. Gosh, how long is this thing? Oh my gosh, it's almost 30 minutes. Good. Show 150, Case Stories 1. Of course, the reason why I put 1 is because I want to talk to him again. I haven't had the opportunity to do so, but because I am going out of town next week, I won't be able to do that. So probably after this, I would be able to get Kay back and tell us more of his stories. I've got wonderful comments. If you some of you wrote me email directly. I actually prefer you if you would actually, unless you want to remain anonymous or want to remain private, you can email me obviously online@gmail.com. Otherwise, it would be nicer if you can just leave the message on my comment area and then it's everybody can look at it. And VJ left a message there, kind of well wishes to Kay, and Brad also left a message there and also kind of telling me that I should do a live show. Is this what you mean by live show, or do you mean call-in show? This is kind of like a live show, right? Like my daily life kind of live show. So like I said, some people will hate that, so some people will like it. I'm going to do it, continue doing it, because I think bringing a piece of the very live, like very real slice of life is part of the charm of podcasting, and I'm not going to stop doing that. And of course, the one other person, Forever Smiling, is the nickname that he left. Also, this is actually pretty significant. Here, He says, "Hey Kay, thanks for sharing your story. I think I'm going on an almost similar, same situation like yours. Soon," he said. "We haven't broken up yet, but I think the day might be coming soon. I keep this all to myself as I don't dare to expose myself in Malaysia. People put PLU as abnormal." Now, PLU, I don't know if... Oh, Pookie! Hello, 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 hello. I just dropped my iRiver. Oops, sorry about that. Click, 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 click. I just dropped my iRiver. PLU in... It's a code for people in Malaysia who are gay and don't want to use the word gay or the term gay in public because, as you would know, it's being looked upon as abnormal, according to FS, who is Forever Smiling. And he said, I assume it's a he, yeah. He says that PLU stands for people like us. PLU, people like us. And it is very interesting, and I actually didn't even know about that term until I talked to some of my gay friends back home, and they told me, well, educated me with the term PLU, and that's how I knew about it. And so he says he's still struggling, so it's kind of sad. And, you know, if you have any story to tell us too, Forever Smiling, you can write me an email. Maybe we can hook up and actually do a story about whatever story you have to tell. But today it's my story and it's really boring and I'm really sleepy. And let me go back to see if I have anything else that I want to talk about. You know, I don't. So this Thursday, I'll be in New York once again, but this Thursday, you won't be hearing from me exactly this Thursday because I will be in New York and I don't even know if I have internet connection, so I may not be able to post anything. I will have a show up on Thursday, but it's a pre-recorded one. It's going to be about graduation, my friend's graduation, so you'll hear some of that this Thursday. But in the meantime, if you are in New York City and if you would like to do something together, I don't really have any, I don't have a lot of free time. but if you are in New York City and perhaps you can write me an email or something, I don't know. So thank you very much for listening, and I know it's a crappy show, and but it's a slice of life show, right? So it's crappy for a reason. But thank you so much for listening. Go to my website, onlinepodcast.com, or write me an email, online@gmail.com, or call me at 206-888-JOHN. I'd love to hear from you. And I love you all, and I'll see you Thursday. Don't forget to smile, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.